Now, where you live in Wisconsin can have a huge impact on how you get around. That's especially true if you count on some kind of public transportation for some or all of your daily transportation needs. A new study commissioned by several Wisconsin nonprofit groups found that the needs of state residents are not being met by the systems in place right now, especially as demand grows for more public transit options, in part because of an aging population. Our next guest is here to talk about some of the challenges facing transit systems statewide and steps that can be taken to improve public transportation. Cassandra Steiner is the Personal Relations and Outreach Associate for the Sierra Club of Wisconsin. She's one of the co-authors of the report called Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin. Cassie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think when people think of public transportation, they might think of a big city, Milwaukee size or Madison size. You went around the state looking at a lot of different size of communities. Why is that?
Yeah. So we looked at transit systems as large as Milwaukee County Transit and as small as Namekagon Transit in Hayward, Wisconsin, which has a population of around 3,500. And we looked at these various size of communities because public transportation looks different in all of these places, but it's working at getting people around in all of these places. So it's an important part of our transportation system.
Before we dig into how these transportation systems shake up, let's look at the demand. I think especially outside of those bigger cities, people think, well, if you live in a smaller community, you're going to have a car, so public transit isn't such a big deal. Let's first of all talk about that aging population I mentioned. People stop driving, then what?
Yeah, so Wisconsin is aging rapidly, and we're seeing this happen, especially in rural counties. And so as our population gets older, people are outliving their ability to drive, which means that they need the ability to get around. If they don't have family nearby or if they cannot drive, that can lead to people being stranded in their homes or having to leave their homes sooner than they would like to move into facilities.
And you also partnered with some disability advocacy groups as part of this report. Can you talk about their transportation needs?
Yeah, we partnered with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. If you are visually impaired or if you have a disability that means you cannot drive, public transportation is your lifeline. And one of the interviews that we had by a transit rider named Kathy in Wausau, she always says the bus is her car keys to independence.
And then the third big group, I've talked to people who work on jobs issues in the state, and they say, okay, for that lower paid worker who has to commute to some kind of job, they are one car repair, one expensive car bill away from unemployment.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether they can't afford a car to begin with or whether it's one car that's moving their household around, public transportation connects workers to jobs in a lot of areas of our state.
All right, now let's start to look at what we have available here. Before we look at particular communities, big picture, as you write in the report, nobody has things perfect right now.
Yeah, that's correct. I think a lot of our transit systems are trying and know where the gaps in their service are. However, there has been a stalemate in funding and a decrease in funding around 2010 that has not been made up. And so our systems just cannot don't have the money from the state to support the riders that they need. And there's a lot of barriers to regional transportation collaboration as well.
And when you look at state funding priorities, how do public transportation systems of whatever kind stack up against car transit?
Not well. Transit systems are not funded very well, especially when you compare to highway expansion. So there's been a lot of discussion about our local roads needing more aid and more funding, and that's certainly true. And even a fraction of what we spend adding lanes to highways could be put into our transit systems or could be put into our local roads to really meet the needs of people around our state.
Talking to Cassandra Steiner from the Sierra Club, looking at a new report called Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin. Let's start with the smallest community you looked at. You mentioned Hayward, Wisconsin. What kind of options are available there? Obviously, you don't build huge subway systems or fixed route sorts of things. That doesn't mean there's nothing. What is available in a community Hayward size?
Yeah, so Namakagan Transit is run in part by the Lukutere Reservation and in part by Sawyer County. It has three fixed routes with the casino as the hub. It started as kind of a tourist thing, probably to help move people who maybe had a couple drinks and didn't want to drive, but now does door-to-door pickup. And so these are not the big, long buses that you see in urban hubs. These are smaller shuttles, but they're wheelchair accessible, and they'll do door-to-door pickups within their service territory. And then they'll also travel once a week as far as 73 miles to the next small town so that people can go shopping or have an evening or afternoon away from their home in Hayward.
And what is missing in Hayward when it comes to transportation? What kind of obstacles are there?
Yeah, I think some of the obstacles are because it's a smaller system, not many people maybe know about it yet. It is also one of the newer systems. And then another barrier there is that this system, because it does door-to-door pickup, you might have to schedule a couple of days in advance to make sure that your ride is accounted for.
Now, Hayward has a casino nearby. Not every community in the 1,000 to 5,000 resident range is going to have a hub option like that, maybe a funding option like that. So even if this is a success story, it's not necessarily something that other comparable communities around the state could replicate.
Even if communities don't have a huge central hub like a casino, there are options like share ride taxis or better carpool coordination so that people who you know, maybe got in a car accident or their car is in disrepair or they have a disability or out aging their ability to drive, have a way to get around. So there are a couple of options for smaller areas.
Let's go from smallest to biggest now in Milwaukee County. You mentioned at the other extreme. What positives, what obstacles did you find in Milwaukee County?
Milwaukee County Transit is our largest transit system, so it's serving by far the most riders. Some of the big barriers are that because we are not able to collaborate regionally with our transportation, the routes end often at the county line, and a lot of job growth is happening in nearby counties, Racine County and Waukesha County, most notably. And so workers, especially low-wage workers who can't afford vehicles, have very limited options to getting to their jobs. And there are currently job lines, they're called, that cross the county line from Milwaukee to Waukesha to bring people to industrial parks. But that funding was set to run out at the end of this year. Milwaukee County is extending some of that funding for one of those lines, but we're talking about hundreds of workers a day who might not have access anymore. And so certainly the regional piece is a huge concern in that area.
And not that long ago, 15 years ago, RTAs, regional transportation authorities, I think is what that stood for. They were all the rage. Everybody wanted to get them to solve exactly the kind of problem you're talking about. And then that was just, it seems like, shot down completely, right?
Yeah, we don't have any RTAs in Wisconsin right now. And we're one of the few states in the nation with large transit systems, especially like Milwaukee, that don't have these.
You also looked at a number of communities and their transportation systems. Let's go to the Eau Claire area transportation system. What did you find when you looked out there?
Yeah, so Eau Claire is missing some access to northwestern Eau Claire, again, where a lot of job access is growing, a lot of development is happening. And this is a trend that we're seeing across Wisconsin and across the nation, where jobs are growing in the suburbs, population is growing in urban areas, and the transit systems just can't quite keep up with where the development is happening.
Are there efforts in Eau Claire to try to solve that, to bridge that gap?
Absolutely. I know that in most of the transit systems are trying to identify ways to get workers to jobs or people to the parts of the city they need to go. But again, funding is a huge hurdle for a lot of these transit systems.
We're talking to Cassie Steiner right now, Public Relations and Outreach Associate for the Sierra Club of Wisconsin. She's a co-author of the report, Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin. She's with us to talk about that report and what can be done in communities around the state to make public transportation more accessible. You can join in at 800-642-1111. 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you think of the public transit system in your area? Is there a public transit system in your area? Have you found that it impacts how you get around? What could improve things in your part of the state? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about public transportation in the state, what's okay, what needs to get fixed, and the impact, good or bad, public transit has on your life. Cassie Steiner is with us from the Sierra Club of Wisconsin. She's co-author of the report, Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have access to transportation in your part of the state if you can't drive, if you have an aging family member or someone with disabilities in your family? How do they get around? Call in at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Jim is with us in New Franken. Jim, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you think, Jim?
I think we're in a great need for public transit. We're living in Eau Claire, as you had mentioned. If you happen to live in the town right next, 14 miles away, Triple Falls, there's no public transportation between the two cities, which the bus comes very close from Eau Claire, but not quite to Triple Falls. And so that leaves the population out of that workforce from Eau Claire. I've since moved to the Green Bay area side of the state. And again, Green Bay is great, but the outer areas, there's a great need. You know, I've traveled to Europe and been to Switzerland, and their bus services are far superior, their transit system. You know, and it's an honor system. You get on the bus and get off where you want.
And Jim, thanks a lot for calling in. So he's making the case that, okay, even if you've got, and you were touching on this with Eau Claire, Cassie, even if you've got that transportation within the city, maybe you want to get to the next town over.
Yeah. So we looked at transit systems that are based more locally and rather than regional things. You know, we could have looked at like Amtrak or other rail, or we didn't even touch on rail in the report. And so certainly moving from city to city, if you don't have a vehicle, is really challenging. And someone from the Council of the Blind was telling us her story about how it takes her 3 days if she wants to come to Madison from Eau Claire for a meeting that she has, or from La Crosse rather.
But in this case, Jim was saying Eau Claire to Chippewa Falls, mm-hmm. which is not a huge haul. And,
right.
And he saw problems with that there.
Yep, absolutely. So these systems could do so much more to connect people to the cities that are much closer to them.
Jim, thanks a lot for calling in. Fawn joins us now in Madison. Fawn, hello.
Hello. Hi. I seem to recollect about, I think, 10 years ago or so, the state legislature passed a bill outlawing the creation of regional transit authorities. I am befuddled as to why this should be the case. Who benefits from not allowing regional, like urban regions or even rural regions to coordinate so to get people from one place to another? I know in Dane County here we were stymied in trying to create something that would get people from the suburbs to the city and vice versa. And now that Foxconn is moving to outside Milwaukee, you would think it would be even more, you know, urgent to start building this. I wonder if now is a good time to revisit that question. Thank you.
Fawn, thanks for the call. Cassie?
Yeah, I think regional transportation authorities have a lot of benefits. They can, through a referendum, establish taxes to help fund the transit system. So that could answer some of the funding questions. And they also, again, allow for that regional collaboration so that a lot of the problems that we're seeing about crossing city or county lines could be resolved.
Thanks a lot for the call, Fawn. Thomas joins us next in Waukesha. Thomas, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. What's your story?
Well, I've got a few experiences. I'm 74 years old and still have a part-time job approximately 5.5 miles from my residence. And I do use a bicycle when I can to get to work. Waukesha has a hub-and-spoke system where you can get to a lot of places, but I actually make better time on my bicycle than when I take the city bus to work when the weather isn't good. And the lady talked about a lack of RTA, and whereas Milwaukee does serve outside Milwaukee County to Brookfield Square. I share an experience with a man who is blind. He works on Highway 100, has to walk approximately a mile and three-tenths crossing the freeway ramp access to get to his bus stop to get to the Milwaukee system. He gets on the Milwaukee system, transfers at Brookfield Square to a Waukesha bus, and again transfers from a Route 1 to a Route 9. He's spending like an hour and three quarters to get home, and that's far too long. He's spending a lot of time sitting on buses in all sorts of adverse weather, whereas if there was some sort of a coordinated system with an RTA, I think it would be much easier for these people to get to and from their jobs.
Thomas, thanks a lot for the call. With that second point, Cassie, it sounds like Thomas's friend really cobbling things together if he wants to cross county lines.
Yeah, absolutely. And that story is one that we're hearing from a lot of people who live, you know, with systems that'll get them a mile or 2 miles, you know, away from where they need to go. And they have to figure out what that last mile or last 2 miles is going to look like for them.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. We're talking to Cassie Steiner from the Sierra Club of Wisconsin. She's co-author of the new report, Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin, looking at public transportation alternatives, options, and obstacles in communities around the state. Back to your calls. John is with us in Windsor. John, hi.
Hi. You know, one of the things, I've been working in the disability field for 30 years. In the last 20 years, the number one issue has been transportation. And that's the number one impediment for individuals with disabilities to be able to get jobs. You know, you can't get from Comstock to Cumberland. I mean, that's 10 miles away. You know, I think that it's something that we really need to realize, that we need to have public transportation. It's just a fact of life. It'll make life easier for all of us. And thank you for doing this study.
John, thanks for the call. We've touched on this a little, Cassie, but talk about the importance of this issue for people with disabilities.
Yeah, for people to live independently, it's important to be able to get around and have access to the same opportunities that someone who could drive or afford a car has.
John, thanks a lot for bringing that up. We'll go next to Jerry with us in River Falls. Jerry, hello.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Jerry?
Well, months ago, I read a deal in the paper where a guy was going to get a train, get funding and get a train running from Eau Claire to St. Paul and Minneapolis on the rail that runs straight with east and west with 94. And I was wondering whatever happened to that.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Cassie, I don't know if that's a story you had followed. You mentioned that trains weren't a part of this report. Are they potentially, you're mostly talking about getting around within a community and neighboring communities, but do you see trains as maybe part of a bigger solution?
Yeah, I think if we want to connect people who don't have cars around our state and to neighboring states, it certainly is an important option for people to get around. The report doesn't look at that. It does look more community-focused within the state. But certainly, you know, people who can't drive, you know, might have family across state lines or might want to take a vacation, and having ways to get around without a car is so important.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Ted is with us next in Madison. Ted, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Ted?
Well, we're consistently having problems with roads in Wisconsin and be able to fund repair and infrastructure. And shouldn't we look at a new way to fix our transportation system rather than keep doing the same old thing over and over again?
And do you see public transportation, Ted, being part of that?
Yeah, it would connect the state in a different way and would reduce costs on localities, on maintaining roads,
gotcha.
Wear and tear.
Gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call, Ted. Cassie, in our last minute, Ted kind of leads us here. In your report, you have kind of a different vision of success for public transportation. It's not about how many people ride a route or people hours. It's about are people connected to where they need to go? Can you talk about that as a goal?
Yeah, so rather than thinking about number of cars on a road or number of riders on a route, of course we want to make sure that things are efficient, but we want to make sure that people can get to the destinations that they need to go so that they're not riding around for an hour and a half to get, you know, 5 miles to their job or something like that. So that's certainly a big part of it. And as to the funding question, the report doesn't touch on this, but our work looks a lot about how we could reprioritize even a little bit from expanding highways to public transportation and local roads, and that would make a huge difference.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Cassie, what are you hoping policymakers, local, state, do with this?
Yes. So again, the report is used as an educational tool, but our coalition has been working a lot on making sure that we're prioritizing the right thing that we're spending our money on. And so regardless of how we're bringing in money into transportation, we need to be prioritizing things that get people where they need to go.
Cassie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Cassandra Steiner is the Personal Relations and Outreach Associate for the Sierra Club of Wisconsin, and she's a co-author of the new report, Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin. She was with us to talk about issues surrounding Wisconsin's public transportation systems in communities around the state and what could be done to improve them. Still time for you to share your thoughts. You can always tweet us at Central Time WPR.